WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 81 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The source of confidential reports critical of former Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace's job performance remain unknown, and Wallace received a partial win in his attempt to blame his former employer for the leak.
A Travis County District Judge told Bryan ISD senior administrators and two school board members to extend their internal investigation to include checking personal computers, rounding up all source information that led to the documents given to Wallace that were leaked, and notifying more than 2,000 employees about the court order. Judge will rule as early as next week whether she'll hold BISD in civil contempt of court and if she'll award Wallace up to $54,000 in attorney fees. Wallace lost his attempt to get civil contempt citations issued against five former members of his leadership team and two school board members. And Wallace's legal team announced they were dropping, for now, their pursuit of criminal contempt charges, which requires a higher standard of proof. All seven BISD officials who testified during the two-day hearing denied providing KBTX and the Eagle copies of the court-protected paperwork. They also said they did not direct anyone else to do the release, and they did not know who leaked the reports. Lawyers for the Bryan officials also questioned what became of the binder and a computer thumb drive given to Wallace, particularly in light of media reports where the president of the Kirbyville School Board said Wallace disclosed everything that happened to him in Bryan. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Increased enforcement of regulations at the Bryan City Cemetery are underway. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says that's part of revised regulations that were finalized by the City Council during a special meeting earlier this week.
We've been a little lax in our allowing items to be left next to grave sites. Benches to flagpoles to flags to flowers to flower pots to coping, edging, and it just becomes difficult maintenance for one thing, but then also the aesthetics, it impacts aesthetics to some degree.
Revised regulations at the Bryan Cemetery include making a written request for plantings and decorations and getting written approval before placing markers, monuments, and headstones. The cities of Bryan and College Station continue to investigate options to promote local travel and tourism efforts with or without the agency, formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bryan Councilman Ben Hardiman is a member of the executive committee of what is now known as Experience BCS.
The CVB has a track record. They have a history. They have a work pattern established. They have some institutional knowledge in recruiting meeting convention activities and also sporting events.
Hardiman, speaking on our show, says he gave the executive board two unidentified changes he wants the agency to make.
That would allow us to retain the institutional knowledge that is in existence today. If not, the two cities, I think, would be willing to go ahead and recreate that institutional knowledge.
Hardiman did not reveal the two ideas he's given to the executive committee regarding the agency's efforts to fill the growing number of hotel rooms. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 81 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrabolt Stadium, presented by Baylor Scott & White Health.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding mowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends June 30th, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
I worried about my health. I'd gained so much weight. Didn't want to travel, nothing fit. A flight of stairs was terrifying. I was missing out on my own life. But since surgery, I've lost 80 pounds, and the real me is back. I'm getting smaller. My world's getting bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Mostly to partly sunny skies for today. Breezy, hot, and humid. High temperature approaching the mid-90s. Scattered clouds around this evening and overnight. Low temperature 74 to 78. A hot, humid weekend coming up. Mid-90s expected on Saturday. Partly sunny. Mid-70s at night. Sun and clouds with a stray thunderstorm Sunday, 95. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers have a 5-game lead in the TCL standings after a win over the Generals last night. Meanwhile, the Texas A&M Athletics program placed 12th in the Division I Learfield Sports Director's Cup, which is pretty appropriate for the 12th man, and the Astros lead the league with a 54-26 record after a win over the A's, while the Rangers fell to the Indians in Cleveland. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So you said that A&M was third in the SEC. Can you dig out who those other two teams were? There were.
Sure. We'll see if I can find them
ahead of A&M, and again, well, that's good to finish 12 when you consider there's a lot of schools out there.
Yep.
Okay, so 4th of July falls on a Tuesday, in case you didn't know. Who would that be? Who wouldn't know that already? Anyway, falls on a Tuesday this year, but that's not stopping tons of people from heading out of town this weekend. Here are some stats on your Independence Day weekend traffic. AAA says 44 million U.S. Americans have plans to travel 50 or more miles from their home. That's about 1.2 million people more than last year. And makes it the most traveled Independence holiday weekend ever.
Ever.
The vast majority of people will be traveling by car. The absolute worst time to be on the road would be from 2 until 5 today.
Today, which today. I think is when I'm leaving.
So there you go. So if fine. You thought that you were going to beat the traffic by heading out of town early, ain't happening.
And I'm assuming that's because most people will take half a day today and leave around noon. By the time you get home, pack your bags, get on the road, it's 2 o'clock.
Which, again, why are you even going in today?
I mean, Scott, I needed to be here.
Well, you do. Yes, your particular job situation, there's not... Not a lot
but
of that.
You're, I know a lot of people who took today and Monday off and gave themselves a nice little five-dayer.
Appreciate the honesty of doing that rather than stealing from your employer, right? Definitely. Okay, you're just going to go in and go, hey, what's in the break room?
Yeah.
So those other two SEC schools, just real quick, are USC and Florida. Florida did place third, and USC placed fourth.
You're talking about South Carolina.
Yeah. South Carolina.
Okay. They do call themselves USC, which
do
is
they?
So bizarre. Yes.
Well, Tennessee calls themselves UT.
I know.
Weird.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, anyhow. All right, so... South Carolina? Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess because they, in the women's basketball, yeah.
Ooh, did, yeah, there you go.
But their football team was horrible. Mm-hmm. All right, yeah. Anyway. All right, so 2 until 5 today. There's also triple the normal traffic expected between 10 and 11 p.m. on the 4th, which coincides with the conclusion of your fireworks display.
Which is when I'll be in bed.
Hey, that's right. Well, how's the dog going to do with that, though?
She'll be okay. I don't feel like we really hear a bunch of fireworks where I live, we should be fine.
All right. The best day to be on the road is between now and Tuesday, would be Monday, July the 3rd. It's better to be there from a statistical standpoint. And finally, according to the Insurance Institute highway safety folks, 118 people die the 4th of July crashes every year.
Boo.
Yeah, mostly due to alcohol. So know that. Now, I'll find the story today, but there's the story up in New England where they're asking the town not to fire off any fireworks this year because apparently there's a brand new family that's moved into town and they don't want to scare them.
Okay.
It's a family of bald eagles.
Oh.
Yeah, and they don't want to disrupt
situation.
It does. They don't want to disrupt
much more sense than a family of humans.
Right. Yeah. Okay, you've heard or probably heard stories here and there about these super centurions who live, 110, 112, 115.
Oh, yes.
And we always keep track of that because we want to give those people some kind of publicity because they won't be the oldest person forever.
Right.
Well, now apparently there is a new published review in Nature magazine that has analyzed the lifespan of the longest living people in U.S. America, Great Britain, France, and Japan for each year since 1968. And based on the information that they have, the review's researchers say they couldn't find evidence that there is any limit to the human lifespan.
Huh.
Just saying.
So, we could possibly...
Theoretically
live forever.
Which means there'll be enough Simpsons for you to watch till then. And, but they say, if it does, they have not really yet been able to ID exactly what the lifespan is. And I suppose if you take those parts of your body that are going to wear out and you replace them, and now that we have 3D printers that can do almost anything, there can be parts of the body that are non-organ that can be, I guess, replicated. For the review, researchers extended the trend lines and lifespans and found that they continue to increase into the foreseeable future. And that follows a historic trend, which has seen people progressively live longer over time. They pointed out in 1920, the average newborn in Canada was expected to live 60 years.
Ooh.
Canadian born in 1980, up to 76 years. And life expectancy jumped to 82 this year. And so the same thing's true in the other areas. So if you take care of yourself. See, I mean, I got it. I'm not a doctor. Don't play one on the radio. But I am concerned about all those kind of modifications we've made to food products, all those chemicals that are, when you read a label and you can't pronounce the things that are on it.
Absolutely.
Not sure that that's good for you in the long term.
Probably okay? not. Mm. Just because it says zero calories.
Right. Maybe once or twice a week or whatever. I say that as I slam down yet another diet coke.
Nah.
I'm not sure that that doesn't change us over time so that, what they're saying is true, but unless you're growing your own food, raising your own animals, I don't know you can be sure about that,
Mm-hmm.
be sure that you'll be okay. So you heard about the truck carrying the venomous snakes that blew a tire and rolled over and released 30 poisonous snakes, right? And the baby alligator?
Did we talk about that on the show?
We have not.
I don't think
okay.
so.
We have not. I don't know exactly when this happened, but I know that it was near the snake ranch. They've got a snake.
The snake ranch.
The snake farm.
The snake farm.
In Austin. Let me grab a call real quick.
Ahead.
That's all right. Hey there.
Hey, on the longevity thing, I think the chair you're sitting in is actually probably more hazardous than the Diet Coke.
Well, that could be. Yeah, that's probably right. But I stand up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do. I stand up a lot. I keep hoping my legs will stretch. It hasn't worked yet. Anyway, go ahead.
So in Houston, a man was evicted from his apartment,
uh-huh.
and he took everything except for his 13 tarantulas and 59 scorpions.
Oh, is that right?
This is about 2 days ago. Houston SPCA found all of them. And because SPCA works with all animals, they are actually trying to find them homes.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
With all animals. Yeah.
59 scorpions.
Yeah.
Some of them were babies. And 13 large tarantulas.
Yikes.
Oh, I can't even look at the pictures.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, I think about that every time I have to kill a scorpion at the house, which happens from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somewhere, is there's like a ball of those things somewhere, you know, that are just ready, just waiting. Mm-hmm. They just kind of break off one at a time and, you know, come in to visit. You know, you don't like thinking about that, do you?
Not really.
Yeah, I hear you.
He's like, evicted? All right, fine. Deal with that.
Yeah, here, clean up. And no,
like
and he knows
took everything else except for the pets.
Yeah. He knows he's not getting his deposit back anyway.
For sure.
Ooh, that gives me the heebies and the jeebies.
I know.
Officials say that they performed a reverse 911 call to residents and businesses in the area, letting them know that the venomous snakes were on the loose. As if what? You're going to do what? Don't let us. If a snake rings your doorbell, don't open the door.
Please don't answer the door to strangers.
Or like somebody else is going to be like, I got it. Don't worry.
Animal control managed to round up 23 of the snakes, but a few still missing. And so is the baby alligator. Snakes
alligator.
In the van included water moccasins and rattlesnakes. One of the snakes in the truck was especially large diamondback rattlesnake.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Both the moccasins and rattlesnakes, of course, highly venomous. So,
But the other thing, you know, it sounds so cute when you call it a baby alligator.
Oh, sure. Aww. Yeah, you can only make a slipper
it's
out of it.
It's only a small killer.
Yeah. Yeah,
still an alligator, yeah.
New law in Kentucky allows for package deliveries by golf cart on public roads. This is in Kentucky. In theory, UPS can begin using the special golf carts to make deliveries right away. However, the vehicles and the part-time low-paid drivers who drive them will mostly be deployed during the holiday season to help UPS keep up with their shipping demand. The carts have flatbeds for packages and haul cart-sized trailers, package trailers behind them, at about 15 miles an hour. I don't know that that's going to work so well. Each cart runs for about 40 miles. But then that's the other deal is if you run out of gas, you can fix that fairly easily. If your battery runs dead, it's not like you can borrow a battery from somebody.
True.
Or walk 5 miles and get a new battery. Anyhow, they will operate in areas where the posted speed limits are under 35 miles an hour. As we've discussed, we want to get stuff delivered to our house, but it's that last mile thing that makes it difficult. So we'll see. Maybe golf carts in Kentucky will be the answer. not exactly sure. Twitter, working on a new tool to fight the spread of fake news.
Okay.
Oh, really?
We'll call it inaccurate, harmful, misleading articles that appear online. Company apparently testing a feature that it would allow users to flag tweets circulating false or injurious information. Through the project, it's they're in the early stages right now, and possibly we'll deal with other social media. They're watching that to see if it works for them. Maybe they'll be able to do it.
So a viewer sees an article that they don't like, and they flag it saying it's fake news.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Once again, you've got to have somebody go back in and see if the fake news
is fake news.
If it's genuine fake news? Is that what we're thinking?
Right, I guess.
The answer is...
If it's fake news or if it's real fake news.
The answer is fact-checking, not letting people pick and choose what they think is fake
news.
Exactly.
They do get a chance to do that. All right, so there is no need to pause your vacation to post pictures of the beach on Instagram because nobody wants to see them. That's according to the survey, 73%. Of the people say that they really don't want to see their friends' vacation photos or social media. But that's not stopping us. 77% post pictures on social media when they're on vacation, which means there are a whole bunch of overlaps between the groups of people who hate to see other people's vacation pictures, but they don't mind posting their own.
Mm-hmm.
So of course.
Here are the top six types of vacation photos we share. Number six, a view on the beach. Number five. This might not be bad. Local dogs and cats. I mean, if you see something unusual.
Oh, okay. Little animals. Because
That's not really you. That's not about you.
Right.
That's the
critters.
People we have met on the trip.
Unless it's a celebrity.
Well, and of course, you know a celebrity is always willing to stop and have their picture made with you.
Oh, yeah, right. They love that.
Especially when they're on vacation.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you know, getting a picture with them means that y'all are best friends.
Sure.
So, besties.
Yeah. Number three is our first drink. Number two is...
Or the seventh.
Them two. Their two is landmarks. And number one, which I have admit that I have done, and that was a view from the balcony.
Oh, yeah.
But that was because...
Check out how nice my view
well,
is.
Well, somebody was texting me about something business related, and I just leaned out, took a picture of the water, and said, not today.
Yeah,
not today.
Sometimes it's
Leave
nice.
Leave me alone. You know?
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, on a serious note, has social media made us the most narcissistic generation in a while?
Well, yeah,
yes.
Of course, because, again, everybody is walking around with a camera.
Yeah.
And so you clearly think that everyone believes this is just as, fascinating?
Mm-hmm. As you do.
Unusual, interesting, whatever, because you do. So, yeah, you
And you want
that.
Everybody to know how much fun you're having and how great your life is.
I don't do Facebook and I don't do Twitter and all that kind of stuff. I mean, so as a result, I get a chance to hear about it from other people secondhand, which is really cool as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At 726.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Let's take a look at the weather. It's 727. The weather is brought to you this morning by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. It was 81 when we started this morning at 6 o'clock, and things haven't really changed that much, and the heat index remains at 88 right now. We'll have partly sunny skies, high temperature of 94. The heat value is around 106 for today. It'll be breezy, but it's going to be a warm breeze. Tonight, 77. And then tomorrow, we're up to 96. And again, the heat values will be up about 103 or so. And then we'll moderate the temps a little bit, about 96 on Sunday. That's moderate. And then 94 and 93 as we begin next week. So be sure and stay inside, hydrate, do whatever you have to do if you do have to be outside. And again, we have overcast skies and looking at 81.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
My friends, the Washington Post has discovered how unfair life in America is right in your own backyard. Washington, D.C. is prospering. Population in the district has been growing by leaps and bounds. Some neighborhoods are becoming more affluent by the day. As affluent neighborhoods grow, so do the businesses that support them, like supermarkets. New markets in upscale neighborhoods are targeting foodies with all sorts of exotic items. But over the past 10 years, while supermarkets have multiplied in rich neighborhoods, poor Washington, D.C. neighborhoods have not fared as well. The Post reports that in the poorest neighborhoods, the number of supermarkets have plummeted. A long-standing grocery gap has grown worse. How bad is it? Well, in poor neighborhoods, there are 50,000 people for every grocery store. In the rich areas, there are 10,000 people per store. The rich have more grocery options than the poor. Rich people live in neighborhoods that cater to foodies. Poor people live with food insecurities. Supermarkets in poor neighborhoods have another disadvantage. They've got to make 30% more profit than the rich competitors to offset the cost of shoplifting, security, and high staff turnover. Oh, yeah, that might explain why poor neighborhoods have fewer stores, but that's beside the point. You have to stick to the narrative, which is life in America is unfair because the rich have stolen everything the poor had.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Owning land in this great country of ours, that's one of our most precious rights. And when it comes to taking care of the land you own, you want the best tools. And that's where my friends at Mahindra come in. Mahindra makes the toughest tractors on earth with real steel for more built-in weight. That translates to better traction and stability. And don't forget Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles. Whether you're taking the family fishing or hauling supplies or just driving down to check the mail, you will enjoy the added comfort of 25% more legroom and seating. Right now, if you buy a tractor and a utility vehicle together, you'll get a special $500 rebate. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. And get your work done, America.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 81 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Travis County District judge has issued a partial decision in the motion sought by former Bryan School Superintendent Tommy Wallace after documents critical of his job performance were leaked to KBTX and the Eagle by yet-to-be-identified sources.
The judge decided not to issue civil contempt of court citations against five former members of Wallace's leadership team and two school board members. The judge said she would decide as early as next week whether to cite the Bryan School District for civil contempt and whether the district will have to pay up to $54,000 in Wallace's attorney fees. Wallace's lawyers announced earlier in the day they were dropping, for now, their pursuit of criminal contempt charges, which required a higher standard of proof. All seven BISD officials said they did not give documents protected by court order, nor did they direct anyone else to share them, and they did not know who provided the information to the two media outlets. But the judge sided with Wallace's legal team, who said the Eagle's identification of two district employees who supplied the documents were two Bryan ISD employees. The judge, on at least two occasions, said in more than 20 years on the bench, she has never had to give more specific instructions beyond the orders she issued last January to prevent the release of documents that Wallace is still seeking to be permanently banned from public view. The judge had no response to multiple challenges by lawyers representing the school district, its employees, and board members that Wallace also had copies of the documents in a binder and on a computer flash drive. But the judge ordered those associated with BISD to extend their internal investigation to checking personal computers. The district was also told to notify all employees about the court orders protecting the documents and to round up all source information that went into the documents that were given to Wallace when he was told last September to consider leaving the district. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Today is the next board meeting of the agency, formerly known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau. Bryan City Councilman Ben Hardiman, who is on the executive committee of what is now known as Experience BCS, says he gave that group two unidentified changes to make in order to continue receiving local hotel occupancy tax money.
If those two changes were made, there would be a possibility that we could enter into a contract with the existing corporation to carry out the CVB activities. The options that I have raised and proposed have not been received well.
Hardeman says while the agency has beneficial institutional knowledge, he's willing to have the cities recreate that information. And he says the cities will work better together towards a common goal.
Both cities fully recognize that everybody in the community is better off if we have 100% hotel room occupancy, weekend and weekdays.
Hardeman expects some decisions to be made in July because both cities are preparing budgets for the next fiscal year. Part of a special meeting of the Bryan City Council this week included final approval of revised regulations at the city cemetery. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says this was the result of complaints and concerns that started about 18 months ago and the Cemetery Advisory Board reviewing changes the last 5 months.
They've identified some of the things that we were a little loose on in enforcement, and one of those being benches. That's really what was one of the big changes that were made. We wanted to make sure that the benches that show up go through a process, as do other things. And we want to make sure that they meet a certain standard instead of just somebody purchasing a wood bench and setting it out there. It needs to be something that's appropriate for, certainly for a cemetery.
Walker says the city has the funding and the people to enforce the regulations.
We provided a lot of notification recently, and after that notification and allowing folks an opportunity to come into compliance, if you want to call it that, we have noticed a change in the cemetery already. And so it will not change overnight, but I think we've already seen a significant change, and we're expecting over the months ahead that those that have expressed concern will be more pleased with the way things are looking and the way that we're enforcing what's on the books for us.
The changes come as a cemetery expansion is wrapping up. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office has made 3 arrests and more are possible following a kidnapping, assault, and robbery earlier this month. A news release did not reveal why the victim went with several people to a remote location, which is where he was beaten, and his cell phone and money were taken. The victim was treated for undisclosed injuries at a Caldwell hospital. A Caldwell woman and 2 men from Lincoln were arrested on charges of aggravated kidnapping, aggravated robbery, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 81 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
BMW of Brazos Valley invites you to the Summer Fun Sales Event every weekend in June. Lease a well-equipped BMW X1 for just $299 a month. Just $299 a month. Experience the difference in our completely remodeled service waiting area while your vehicle is being serviced. In a hurry? No problem. We have a fleet of courtesy transportation vehicles available. And ask about our VIP customer service program. Did you know that all of our courtesy transportation vehicles are also available for purchase with 0% APR for 72 months? And did you know that BMW of Brazos Valley has over 50 certified pre-owned BMWs to choose from with $1,500 for college grads? Plus, BMW of Brazos Valley has rows and rows of 2016 BMWs. New and certified pre-owned at prices you won't find anywhere else. It's the Summer Fun Sales Event at Brazos Valley BMW. BMWofBrazosValley.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. Now, we were talking about smells last time. And
is this the week of smells?
It's the week of smells, most definitely. And, okay, so we were talking about, you know, if it's just kind of lived in, that kind of scent. But what if it's a little bit worse than that? Like maybe they have pets or something like that. You got like a pet odor. What do you do if it's real bad?
So have you ever heard of an ozone machine?
I haven't.
Okay, so you can actually bring in an ozone machine that pumps ozone into the air. Mm. And from what I understand, the ozone molecule actually attaches itself to particulate matter, you know, be it pet odors or even cigarette smells, and it actually gets heavy and kind of falls to the ground. So you come in, vacuum, clean the house real well. I will say, though, that if you are running an ozone machine, you want to make sure that pets and humans are not in the house while you're running it and air it out a little bit before you bring everybody back in. But I've seen ozone machines work miracles. I should say I've smelled ozone machines that have worked miracles.
See, I would have never thought of that, and that's the kind of stuff maybe you haven't thought of. Get in touch with the expert, ZARealestate.com.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum is now accepting applications for the 2017 Exploring History Summer Camp. Children ages 7 to 11 will enjoy this week-long camp that focuses on all things ranching. Through museum discovery, crafts, and hands-on activities, the participants will learn about all facets of ranching history in the great state of Texas. Activities include museum discovery, arts and crafts, roping fun with lassos, discovering agri-science, creating your own brand, dress-up day, games, and much more. Visit bush41.org or call 691-4013 for more information and to register.
Good morning at 740. Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Bryan and Navasota, let's check a little bit of weather. Sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mostly to partly sunny skies for today. Breezy, hot, and humid. High temperature approaching the mid-90s. Scattered clouds around this evening and overnight. Low temperature 74 to 78. A hot, humid weekend coming up. Mid-90s expected on Saturday, partly sunny, mid-70s at night. Sun and clouds with a stray thunderstorm Sunday, 95. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, stellar pitching led the Brazos Valley Bombers to a win over the Generals last night. Coach Trey Porras weighs in on the win. Meanwhile, the Astros lead the league with a 54-26 record after their win over the A's, while the Rangers couldn't hold off the Indians in Cleveland. And police in Florida say tennis star Venus Williams caused a car crash that led to the death of a passenger in another car. We'll have a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, so we played O Canada yesterday in advance of tomorrow being the 150th birthday of Canada. A man in Canada who threw a beer can at a baseball player has been sentenced to 200 hours of community service and ordered for 1 year to stay away from any Major League Baseball parks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Can't do it. Not a good idea. So, you know, if you wanted to celebrate Canada Day, could have some Canadian food.
Yeah.
But then there's not much Canadian food out there, but there is one particular dish.
Yep.
It's called poutine.
Gravy fries.
And cheese curds.
And cheese curds.
Yeah. So you got potato wedges, and you pour some gravy, some brown gravy on it, and then you got cheese curds. So how do you make that delicious?
You don't need that. That is delicious.
Oh, sure. You put it on a donut.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Poutine donuts.
Tomorrow, Tim Hortons, which is a big chain up in Canada, is going to have poutine donuts. They're going to be on their stores that are closest to the U.S.-American border, I guess.
Oh, so they're not going to be in America at all.
No, they're not. But it's and they got a bunch of restaurants. They got like 4,500 restaurants all over Canada. But it's
it's basically like the Starbucks of Canada.
Yeah, it's well yeah. I guess that's probably right. I don't know that their caffeine selection is quite as wide. But yeah,
they're more of a donut, a morning
convenience store kind of thing. That's it. So.
More resembles a Dunkin' Donuts than a Starbucks, I would think.
Is it today Donut Friday here at the little radio station?
Well, you know, it's hit or miss. Yeah. Sometimes we get them, sometimes we don't.
Depends on his mood now.
Yeah, if it ain't, it ought to be.
Yeah.
Just thinking, you know, if he wanted to fix up some poutine donuts for us.
That would be
interesting. Why not?
But you got to have some sausage in the gravy, too, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Like Texas-style biscuits and gravy.
But that's okay, because in U.S. America, we can come up with our own stuff.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
We have the pizzacchini.
Okay. Yeah, we do.
The pizzacchini. There is apparently the Villa Italian Kitchen restaurant group has collaborated with a stylist to come up with a mouth-watering pizzacchini.
Bikini made of pizza.
That's right.
No.
Because National Bikini Day is coming up on July the 5th.
Oh.
And so you can have a pizzacchini made for just $10,000, and they have a model of a young lady who's actually
$10,000.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know.
But it's made of actual pizza.
It is.
So it will last forever.
That's right. And you know, it's only worth $10,000 if somebody will pay that for it.
That's
Yeah,
ridiculous.
I know. You thought that Lady Gaga's meat dress was something.
Yeah, I'm going to go back to the poutine donuts in Canada.
Yeah.
Might be a little bit better.
Just now, don't wear them.
Now, the other thing I'm hearing about is that there's some sort of a new craze on Instagram where people will take a piece of watermelon. Have you heard about this?
I haven't, and I'm on Instagram daily.
Okay, the trend for the summer is to cut a piece of watermelon into the shape of a dress or a skirt, and then you hold it up in front of the camera, and you get somebody in the background to pose as if they're wearing it.
Never seen it.
I'm searching right now on Instagram.
Never mind. Okay, these people said this was a deal. So, and again, I wouldn't know, but they say it's a deal.
The old watermelon skirt trick.
No,
All
right. Well, okay. Never mind. We'll move.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not seeing anything yet.
All right. Okay.
Oh.
You found one.
I found one. So basically, they cut a slice of watermelon to look like a dress. So and then they hold it up and they have someone posing behind it to make it look like they are wearing that watermelon dress.
Sure.
I don't know.
Makes perfect sense.
Right.
Doesn't it?
I don't know why that's a thing or what's cool about it. I mean.
And again, maybe they're just trying to make it a thing. It may not even
be. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But this particular place had about 7 or 8 pictures.
Okay.
Of it.
All right, I found one.
Yeah. How can we make Las Vegas, I don't know, more strange than it is already? Las Vegas expecting a 63% surge in tourism when recreational marijuana goes on sale this weekend.
In Las Vegas,
I didn't even know that was going on. Yeah. So good luck with that.
Yeah, that might be one of those places where it might be like, people are already getting crazy in Las Vegas.
That's true.
You know?
All right, and gosh, this is kind of sad with 4th of July right around the corner. And we have the big hot dog eating contest, right?
Right.
That happens at Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
They have closed up shop at Oscar Mayer's plant in Madison, Wisconsin. The plant closing wouldn't be big news, but this one has been operating for close to 100 years and has been the company's headquarters since 1957.
Oh, so hot dog sales not doing well, huh, Oscar?
The oldest hot dog factory in U.S.
Yeah.
America. Closing after 100 years.
Wow.
So, hot dog news from Oscar Mayer.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click marriotthomes.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
At Team Ford, they're your hometown dealer. For over 20 years, they've served their customers with honesty, integrity, and pride for all their vehicle needs. They treat their customers like family. Their goal is to build relationships that grow so that your children and grandchildren know where to buy their next vehicle. Come by and check out their extensive selection of big city inventory at a small price. If you or anyone you know are looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, come to Team Ford, where you always get a nice price.
What would you sacrifice to look beautiful? You might be surprised by what some people are willing to give up. Believe it or not, in some of the most destitute parts of Rio de Janeiro, you'll find plastic surgeons. By any measurement, the families in these ramshackled neighborhoods live in poverty. Many have no indoor plumbing, and most have no access to basic medical care. And yet, certain cosmetic procedures are performed in Brazil at nearly double the rate as the United States. Most of these operations have nothing to do with maladies such as cleft palates or other deformities. People simply believe that the secret to true happiness is outer beauty, and they're willing to sacrifice almost anything to get it. And that belief isn't limited to places like Rio. There's an obsession with outer beauty that cuts across cultures, geography, and economic status. But the issue isn't, as they say, skin deep. It cuts right to the soul. People typically feel bad about themselves from the inside out. And that means the problem isn't who you see staring back at you in the mirror. It's what you feel about that person. For women and men alike, the pursuit of beauty can become an obsession, and the cost can go well beyond the financial impact. There's nothing wrong with feeling good about how you look, as long as you understand that true happiness comes from the inside out. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Attention small business owners. You know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Need money for equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll? We can get you approved today and funded within 24 to 72 hours. You may even qualify for a cash advance up to $500,000 with no application fee. Funding is based on your business, not your credit score. Call Next Wave Funding today at 800-515-0234. That's 800-515-0234. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-515-0234. That's 800-515-0234. Next Wave Funding, the alternative solution to bank loans.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, out at Nutrabolt, the Brazos Valley Bombers held on for the win last night to defeat the Victoria Generals 4-3. Coach Trey Porras credits the bullpen once again for the win.
The pitching staff has been the rock of our team all year, and you know, Chase went out there, gave us a quality start, 6 innings, 3 runs, and then we follow it with a couple guys out of Oklahoma State who came in and slammed the door. And being a bullpen guy, being the go-to guy that you want to just stop things and set it up for your team, you really couldn't ask for anything more out of those bullpen guys.
Tonight, the Bombers take on Victoria one more time in the TCL first half with a 5-game lead over the Generals in the TCL standings. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. Meanwhile, the Texas A&M Athletics program and the 12th man finished in 12th place in the final standings of the 2016-17 Division I Learfield Sports Directors' Cup rankings. Texas A&M finished third among SEC schools. 8 of the 14 SEC schools finished in the top 25, and all 14 schools finished number 64 or better. In Major League Baseball,
pretty well hit to center field. Mariznick going back, though, and he makes the play for the final out, and that will end the game. The Astros win the series against the Oakland A's, taking 2 out of 3 with a 6-1 victory this afternoon.
Carlos Correa homered twice and drove in 4 runs, and the Houston Astros got a 6-1 win over the Oakland Athletics. The Astros are a Major League best, 54-26. The Astros start a 3-game series with the Yankees tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch is scheduled for 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Cleveland,
swung on, and there's a long fly ball to right field. Back goes Guyer. He's at the wall. That ball is history. Nomar Mazara with a towering home run.
Well, despite that dinger from Mazara, the Indians beat Texas 5-1 to take a 1.5-game lead over Minnesota in the AL Central. The Rangers look to avoid a 3-game skid when they face the White Sox tonight in Chicago. First pitch for that one's at 7:10 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also in Cleveland, Texas Rangers pitcher Andrew Cashner was struck on the right elbow by a broken bat against the Cleveland Indians. Cashner was hit when Edwin Encarnacion broke his bat, hitting an RBI single in the 6th inning. Cashner didn't appear to see the bat, which hit him directly on the elbow. In the NBA, the free agent superstore opens this weekend with Gordon Haywood, Kyle Lowry, and Blake Griffin among the headliners. There's also Kevin Durant and Steph Curry, of course, though neither is expected to leave the champion Golden State Warriors. Deals can be agreed to, but none can become final until July 6th. And in Florida, Palm Beach Gardens police say tennis star Venus Williams caused a car crash that led to the death of a passenger in another vehicle. Police say witnesses told investigators that Williams ran a red light, causing a June 9th wreck that injured 79-year-old Jerome Barson, who died 2 weeks later. The 37-year-old Williams lives in the area of the accident and has not been charged or cited, although the accident remains under investigation. The report says she was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. Time for the deal of the day from Team Ford of Navasota. Today, it's a 2016 Chevrolet Cruze Limited. Turbocharged Ecotec, 37,000 miles for just $13,890. Get that turbocharged 2016 Cruze again for $13,890 from Team Ford of Navasota. They also have a customizing shop where you can get pretty much anything done to your pickup truck that you want at Texas Custom Outfitters. To see it all, find them online at teamofnavasota.com. Or make the short trip south to Navasota. They're on Highway 6 right there next to Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Again, that's Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever had something taken from you? We've all experienced loss at one point or another. The Bible tells us there's a thief in this life, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy lives. But in John 10 and verse 10, Jesus says this, "I have come that you might have life, life more abundant, life bigger, and life better."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, I understand you had a pretty big weekend this weekend. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, my oldest son turned 17 years old. It was quite the party. He had about 20 of his friends over, and it was such an exciting time for us. You know, the best part about it was that he came to me as a father-son moment and said, "Dad, thank you." It was just one of those times in my life that I look back with him and think to myself, I've accomplished something. And it just happened to be in our swimming pool, and it just happened to be with all his buddies. And I just thought to myself, this is why I do this. Quite frankly, I'd love to have other families get to experience that same feeling.
Speaking of families, the kids are out of school, so now is the time to own a Sunshine Fun pool. For a limited time, you can use your Sunshine Fun Splash Cash towards one of their fun features. There's lots of options to choose from. You can get a free Haywood heater for your pool. You can get $1,500 off a spa. And don't forget, you get free interest for up to 36 months. They make it super easy over there for you to get financed. Make this the best time of your life. Call them today, 979-690-3343, or check them out at sunshinefunpools.com.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 3 minutes till. Police in China say a passenger, well, tossed a handful of coins into the engine of the plane that she was boarding. The woman reportedly thought it would bring good luck to toss coins into the spinning rotors of the jet engine prior to takeoff.
Yeah.
That didn't work too well.
I wouldn't imagine it would.
I don't think she meant to throw them into the engine.
Yeah, I don't know. Officers, they said that they found out from other passengers who saw her do this as she was getting on the plane.
Yeah.
Plane immediately grounded. Technicians inspected the engine, found at least one coin had been lodged inside. Flight allowed to take off 5 hours later. 5 hours, sure, just because.
Yeah.
Despicable wow. 3's out this weekend. I wonder if it's going to be any good.
Hey.
They say it's going to be a $100 million movie.
Ooh, so, I'm sure it will, good. Whether it's good or not.
That's true. So, Steve Jobs, black iconic turtleneck, can be yours once again. Jobs used to wear that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
he liked wearing Levi's and, you know, gray New Balance sneakers and stuff like that. But the black turtleneck that he wore during interviews and, you know, when he introduced the iPhone, in fact, he was wearing one of those. Well, now they're back in production and you can have the iconic sweat top, whatever it happens to be. $270.
Oh, my God.
$270. Just thought you'd know. Michigan police looking for a guy who allegedly stole a large quantity of Rogaine. Description? He's bald. I'm just saying.
He just wanted some hair.
Yeah. Security video showed Walgreens in suburban Detroit where the unidentified man grabbed seven boxes of the hair tonic. hair tonic? Is that what you call it?
Well, you said a large amount. Yeah. I was thinking like a box 700 boxes.
Hair tonic sounds like it's from the 20s.
It does. Dearborn Police Department investigators say he was wearing a T-shirt that said Air Force Dad. Okay. Police expect the guy to strike again since he probably didn't steal enough to regrow his hair.
Oh, wow. How many boxes do you need?
They don't say that in the commercials,
no.
Do they? All right, the weather.
70 treatments.
That's right. Is it still 81? Is that right? All right, look for a high temperature day of 94. Heat index of 106. Going to do about the same tomorrow. So protect yourself. All right, winds out of the south right now, 9, 88% relative humidity. The heat index is 88. If you thought it felt warm out there, you're right. 8 o'clock, WTAW, College Station Mariah.